Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 111.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me. This is episode number 110, and in this episode, 111, in this episode, I'm going to be going over my thoughts for 2018, kind of just what's on my mind, and I'm taking things slow. There's not going to be really a lesson here. I'm just going to be kind of talking about my vision for Jazz Piano School, what we're working on, what's changed, what's going on. A lot of new things have happened. So I hope everyone had a great holiday. Thank you so much to all the listeners and supporters out there who've kind of bared with us as it took us a couple weeks to get the podcast back up and running after the holidays. And I'm sure all of you guys know, after New Year's, after Christmas, it's just like, man, it's hard. It's hard, right? It's hard to get back in the swing of things. All that kind of sitting around and drinks and good food and, you know, cozy fires and things like that. But it is 2018, so I was traveling a little bit in the beginning of January and, you know, doing some reflection and just thinking about Jazz Piano School a lot and thinking about, you know, what we've done, what we've accomplished, and, you know, all the different people we've helped. So it's just really nice. And I came home to my neighbor had passed away. I didn't really know her too well, an older lady, and she had passed away in the bathtub, unfortunately, and left the water running. So when I got back, I walked into my place, and I was like stepping on the carpet, and it was all filled with water. I was like, oh, what's going on here? And then I looked at the ceiling, nothing happening, right? I was like, oh, it looks good. I was like, it must be coming up from the floor. So I tore the rug back, all this water coming up from underneath the floor. And I was like, what? And I called the maintenance guys, and then they broke into her apartment and found her. So like I said, it's kind of been all over the place. So I'm getting started with this small podcast. And like I mentioned, Jazz Piano School, you know, it's a lot is happening, and it's hard to kind of keep up with all the changes, I think, and people might come to the website and they come back and everything's different, and it may be confusing. So I really want to try, and my goal for this year was to really kind of set a solid plan or a system or vision, I guess, out for everyone trying to learn, looking to learn and improve their jazz piano skills. I just have to get rid of my screensaver here. It keeps popping up as I'm talking, which is kind of annoying. Here we go. So I wanted to clarify that on this podcast. And, you know, for a lot of you, this may be a review, but you may hear some new things. And again, I'm not going to be really teaching much about jazz piano, but just talking about where we're going as a, you know, as a service to help everybody, because I think it's important, you know, and I enjoy helping as many people as possible. So I started out Jazz Piano School again just because I thought there needed to be structure and system and organized manner presented to people to learn jazz piano. And a lot of the way I taught, you know, was based off of my system kind of that I used to teach and that I had kind of stumbled upon based off of language learning blocks, using a theory sequence, taking a theory tool, moving it through a couple of steps, and then using that tool and being able to implement that tool into tunes rather than where most people start, where I started or tried to start for 15 plus years of my jazz career, which is really by kind of copying, learning transcriptions and just watching people play and kind of starting with the tune, right? I would try and play tunes. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I'd watch things and then try and put them into the tunes. I was never really learning core jazz piano tools that I could effectively use to achieve jazz piano freedom. And I think there's a big rub there in the system of teaching and education and things like that for people. Now, not to say that experimentation and transcriptions and copying and listening, that's obviously that's a huge, huge, huge part of jazz, right? But with jazz, there is structure, right? With anything, freedom comes out of the structure of jazz. And that's what I'm really trying to help people facilitate when they first start, or even if they have never gotten it, like where I was in a place where I could play, you know, after 15 plus years, I could definitely play. But to me, I didn't have the freedom, right? I had holes in my playing. There was gaps. There was things I wanted to do that I couldn't. I didn't know how. And a lot of that came from my foundational experiences and the foundation I built, or lack thereof, I guess, did not build through my career as I moved up and I progressed, right? So I'm trying to help. I want to really help as many people as possible learn that, because I truly believe when you do build your foundational core components of jazz piano and you bring them through the method that I teach, you know, there's nothing like it. I mean, you're going to experience tremendous results. The freedom that you're looking for is going to come. You're going to fill in all your gaps and holes. And it's an easy to follow step-by-step process. And then after you can harness all of those tools, that's when your wings start to spread. You know, forgive the cliche analogy there, but seriously, you're able to fly after that. You achieve freedom, and then from there, that's where your kind of journey really begins. You know, it's like I don't help you with that part, because obviously that's your own soul expressing itself. That's your own journey. That's your own self, you know, reflection, venturing. But you need the proper tools to be able to do that. You know, just like anybody, right? A painter or a swimmer, like, you know, a golfer, any sort of master of their craft, they're not starting with, I mean, well, they may start with some exploration, but a lot of it starts with technique and foundation, right? They're building off of foundation that allows them to get into those exploratory areas. I didn't say that right still. Exploratory areas of their career, right? And that's where some of their best work is made, you know, from that part where they're venturing away from the system. But they most of the time they have started with a system, and I don't think a lot of us do. I certainly did not start with a learning system in the jazz education world, and for a long, long time, I did not have those tools, and I believe a lot of people don't, because I think the way jazz is and always has been passed down through listening and things like that, you know, that's what we take for granted. And I think a lot of people still believe in that. I believe in that as well, but I just think education's evolving, you know? So there's so much technology out there these days. Now, whether that's a good thing or bad thing, that's definitely an argument. There's going to be opinions on that, you know, whether we shouldn't involve that type of technology into our education. But my opinion is absolutely. I mean, it's moving quickly. It's helping us to learn better, learn more efficiently. If you listen to some of the players these days, it's like, oh my goodness, right? Can you, and man, it just blows my mind. Like, some of these high school players are just like, you would never even know. They sounds like they've been playing for like 40 years. It's like, what? It's like crazy, you know, just the amount of talent out there these days. And a lot of it, again, has to do with technology. There's so much access to information out there these days. There's so much access to tools, practice tools, iReal Pro. I mean, all these different books and everything like that. But again, I think a lot of us, unless you have a really, really fantastic teacher, there's really not a system to put everything together. There's not like that one cohesive unit that's going to collect everything together. You can't just go buy one book on the subject, and you can't go watch one video to learn how to play jazz piano. You can't get really one teacher that's going to teach you everything. Now, that was my opinion before on everything, because that was my experience, but my goal was to allow people to do that. My goal and vision for Jazz Piano School when I started was, you can just go to Jazz Piano School and get everything you need, right? So before, you can't just buy one book, but with Jazz Piano School, you can, right? This is all you need. I wanted to put everything into the course. Now, is that crazy? A little bit, but that's what I set out to do, you know? And so I developed a system, right, which is the main curriculum in Jazz Piano School, which is everything you need in a systematic structure. Now, am I a little mad? Probably. It took me 3 to 4 years to put together all the materials, all the resources, all the filming of videos. There's over 600 videos, right? And the thing about it is, they're not just random videos on topics. It's all structured to bring you to one point at the very end, that is jazz piano freedom, right? So that's what I set out to do, because I wanted one all-encompassing system, an organizational tool that people could move through and say, okay, if I practice this, this is what I'm going to get. If I do this, I'm going to get this. I never felt like I had that. I mean, there's things in my playing too. Like, I wish I had that. I wish someone could say, okay, Brendan, you could have done this, right? And you'll get this. It wasn't really like that. It was more like, try this and then you might get this. Or like, you know, experiment with this and then you might get this, right? No one really had a solid plan for me, and that's what I wanted to give back to people. So if you are a member of Jazz Piano School, or if you're not, if you're hearing this for the first time, that is the main course curriculum, everything I just talked about. It's 600 plus videos. It's an all-encompassing sequential system, which I think is very different from any of the online other online programs out there, right? A lot of the other online programs, you'll see different topics that people want to learn. Now, I'm going to talk about that in a second as well, because we're all ingrained. All of us are ingrained to want instant gratification, right? We always want that golden nugget. We hear these cool lick. We hear a cool voicing. You know, I've been so into Jacob Collier these days, like his some of his harmonization ideas, philosophies, I guess, and uses are simply fantastic to me. And like, I want to go pull those out too. It's just human nature to kind of want to skip the boring stuff and pull out the good stuff, right? But a lot of this stuff is based off of classical theory, right? And just standard theory concepts, right? Circle of fifths, plagal cadences, different types of cadences. And I'll be the first one to tell you, you know, my classical theory, I know my jazz theory is, you know, well knowledgeable, but my classical theory on some of the cadences and all the terms and things like that definitely could be refreshed, right? And so, again, like it's human nature to want to skip those steps and kind of go to that cool voicing, right? So I think a lot of the other online programs are fantastic. I wouldn't ever knock them, because I truly believe in jazz piano education. I don't think there is one, you know, jazz piano education that you should ever have, right? I think kind of venturing out of the box and getting as much information is always great, but to start off with, or to fill holes, or to take a systematic approach so that you're kind of relieving pain and frustration and some more emotional qualities rather than physical qualities on the piano, because you can obviously get a lot of information, but there's also a toll that people don't talk about on your emotional and mental capabilities to actually learn and want to learn jazz piano, right? I wanted to quit so many times. I was in tears multiple times trying to learn jazz piano. I was told I was no good multiple times. I could quit. I was embarrassed multiple times. I mean, it's just nuts, right? It's nuts when you kind of think about that. And I'm sure a lot of you guys listening have had that same experience when you go to play a jam session, when you go to sit down at the piano, you know, trying to play the way that you imagine or dream of based on the styles that you love. Maybe you love Herbie, maybe you love Oscar Peterson, maybe you love Teddy Wilson, like Errol Garner, older styles, right? Nat King Cole. It doesn't matter, but like when you go sit down on the piano, you have this kind of vision or picture sound in your mind of the way you want to play. And when you can't do that, it makes you feel terrible, right? It makes you feel utterly terrible inside, because you kind of, that's what you want, and that brings happiness. And when you're not getting that happiness, you simply go to the other side of the coin, and that's depression, right? Or frustration, or stress, or anxiety. It's like when you can't achieve that goal that you want so badly, like we all want to have that happiness. That's what I want to provide to people, was the ability to allow people to do that. Now, like I said, a lot of the other online programs skip directly to teaching about the blues, right? Teaching about how to play Night and Day, teaching about you know, how to play Misty, like the stride style. That's all well and good, but again, you're learning small specific topics of jazz piano that is not related to any sort of form sequential process that actually builds you up from the ground up, taking you through all these small core tools. If I teach you, and if I have a learning lesson video on Misty, you're only going to know how to play Misty. I hope that makes sense to people, because it's the difference between my philosophy and a lot of the other online philosophies. If I show you how to reharm a 2-5-1 and I just show you, I show you like, let me see, I don't know, 5 to 7 different ways like that you can reharm a 2-5-1. Now, if I don't teach you about the specific reharm tools I'm using and isolate those into building blocks that sequentially move up the ladder, so I take the easiest reharm tool and then I take the next easiest reharm tool and then I have you combine those two even before moving on to step 3, there's no way. It's like, there's no way. Like, you will learn how to reharm. You'll learn exactly what I show you. But again, that's not teaching you how to fish, right? It's just giving you the fish. And again, like I said, this is my opinion based on Jazz Piano School, and this is what I set out to do. My goal for Jazz Piano School was to teach everybody how to fish so you can feed yourself, right? And in other terms, obviously, so you can achieve jazz piano freedom. I didn't just want to show you how to different ways to comp through the blues. I didn't just want to show you different licks you could use over dolphin dance. I didn't just want to show you, right, how to play Night and Day with a stride style, or how to play, that wasn't my goal. I want to teach everybody how to open up to a standard and be able to do those things on your own without watching those videos, right? Because that's what I can do. That's what all the other guys probably that you're watching out there can do. But there's a difference between teaching somebody how to do that, how to achieve freedom, and there's a difference between showing someone, you know, what I'm doing in a tune. I'm not interested in just showing you what I'm doing. Even though I do that, obviously, there comes a point where I have to do that as well, you know. And again, it's a hard topic for me because it's a give and pull. I know people as students, like I just said, even me, I love when people show me stuff, right? Because that's the cool stuff. That's the enlightening stuff. That's the interesting thing. It's like, yeah, show me the cool voicings. Like, show me this one voicing that sounds hip. Like, we all want that, right? But that's not what's going to get me to achieve freedom. You know, same with everything in life. That's, if you think about it, that's what's everything in life. If you take the disciplined steps every single day, the boring, disciplined things, right, to achieve whatever goal you want, whether it be fitness, weight loss, your career, your success, your life, your marriage, whatever it is, you know, it's usually the things that are going to pull off in the end and bring you to that goal are not the kind of flashy, big, extravagant, oh, you know, I'm going to go to the gym for 10 hours on one day. People burn out, you know, or you do one thing and it's cool and then that's it. You know, it's called the ice cream effect. You get this instant gratification or satisfaction from watching these YouTube videos, right, that are going to show you these cool voicings or movements or licks like that. But when you ask yourself, what is this actually teaching me? Like, just ask yourself every time you watch, am I actually learning how to recreate this so that I can use it on my own in any sort of situation, over any tune, in any area, to achieve jazz piano freedom, ultimately self-express my needs and my feelings and be happy? Sorry, there's something knocking on my wall. So I just ended that with a dramatic pause, but I was like listening to someone knocking on my wall. So again, those are my opinions on the differentiation between Jazz Piano School and, you know, Willie's site, right? Piano with Willie, Peter Martin's site. And again, I'm dedicated to this, you know, not to say they're not dedicated, but I just want to let you guys know. I mean, I live, you know, I just live this stuff. I'm always thinking about different ways to improve Jazz Piano School. So with that, again, this new year has brought a lot of new things. And so we had the main course curriculum, which is 600 videos. Again, my attempt, I should say, obviously there's a lot of changes that are going to be happening. I'm going to be talking about those in a second. My attempt to kind of create this huge honking system that for anyone who wants to just completely commit themselves to a full system, with no, you know, you have one path. That one path is that system. You just move through all the steps and that's going to lead you there. Again, is it interesting? It can be for some people. Is it tedious? Absolutely. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's not a walk in the park to continuously discipline yourself every day to move through these steps. But is everything there? Yeah. Like, everything you need is right there laid out in a step-by-step plan. But just like anything else, if someone gives you a plan, you know, a plan is only as good as it is unless you follow it, right? Unless you do the work. And so that's where kind of a lot of things have kind of woven into my head about the push and pull between what students want and what they actually need. It's a very hard thing as an educator to give you guys what you want versus what you actually need. And so, again, what you want is going to be quick little things, you know, and hopefully you start to realize, hopefully this podcast is going to, not open up your eyes, but really make you kind of think about the differences between what you need and what you want. What you want is going to give you instant gratification. What you need is going to give you lifelong gratification. And that's ultimately what you want. So it takes patience, right? It takes patience to understand that. It takes maturity to realize that just going after those quick fixes is not going to lead you to your ultimate goal. And again, so that was the main course curriculum, 600 videos. It's available on our website. We actually have, I created a new bonus training that we're going to be releasing soon on the main course curriculum. I'm talking about the different, the ways you can use theory sequencing, my theory sequence stacking. Actually, I train that on the website. So if you go to jazzpianoschool.com, probably in a week or two, what is this, January 24th, you'll be able to go to that training webinar and learn about that. Okay. And actually, yeah, if you opt in for any of the podcast lead magnets, there will be a button there. You can actually watch the training as well. Okay. Now, as the year came to a close, it's funny, I get kind of anxious or nervous about talking this much because I'm like, man, no one wants to hear me talk this one, learn jazz piano. But I think it's important to hear from the person, you know, developing the company and the business and hearing their thoughts on where it's going to go. You know, giving you an inside scoop onto my perspective into where I want to take Jazz Piano School. So I was kind of tackling the push and pull thing, the wants and needs. And so I decided to create the JPS Lab, right? The JPS Lab was created for more to serve the purpose of the quick wants, fixes, and engagement and accountability issues, I guess, or needs of all the students, right? Of everyone who comes to Jazz Piano School. So the lab is comprised right now of 21 upgrade formulas, we call them, which are quick, small, bite-sized, mini kind of lessons. So the upgrade formulas contain about, see the people in the online, you know, education world, they call lessons, people think of lessons as one video. We call a lesson, I call a lesson, is like a course, but it contains lots of steps, which are videos. So our lessons are like one lesson, but then there's like 8 to 12 steps, which are all have videos. So there's like 12 videos in one lesson. So one lesson isn't one video. That sounded kind of confusing, but anyway. So our upgrade formulas contain about like 5 to 10 steps, depending upon the knowledge contained in the upgrade formula. And again, it's meant to give you the core jazz piano components to play, you know, like a two-hand voicing every single time. It's a system. I call it the lab because it's a science, right? I want to give you guys like the science, the quick numbers, the you know, I guess the, I don't want to say the hack, but like just like the raw material to do something on the piano without any fluff or any like, oh, well, you can do it here, you can do it here. It's like you're getting the core tools to be able to do something that you want over any tune, whenever you want, wherever you want, however you want. I said that pretty well. So that's what I created the lab. I wanted to give you guys instant quick upgrades to satisfy that need to get a quick result. Right? That's what the lab is, because the main curriculum, it will get you there to where you need to go. But again, it, like I said, it takes discipline, it takes patience, and it's not always going to give you that quick fix. Like you'll obviously be getting rewards and feedback out of the lessons and videos because you're going to be learning different tools. But again, it's a long process. The lab, again, is going to give you the quick needs that you want. So we have the upgrade formulas in the lab. We also have access to all the podcasts that we do. All the materials are in there, so you can practice those as well. A lot of people who are listening to the podcast go through the podcast, and you have to opt in for all the materials. When you're a lab member, you actually don't have to opt in for all the materials. You get those inside the lab, which is kind of a nice feature. The other great thing that I think we've added to the lab is the new things here is going to be the there's a lab lounge, okay, which is community, right? So you can ask the staff or myself or a lot of the lab members, you can ask them questions, you can, you know, it's very engaging. Obviously, the other cool things that we've added is we added two things, which is going to be a monthly live training call, which is going to be done with one of our staff members and initially myself as well. And this is going to be a call where you can submit questions. We're going to answer those questions. It's going to be like a live a live call, right? So you're going to be discussing jazz piano with us, right? It's almost like a live lesson, but it's like a group live lesson. It's like a masterclass. So we talk about the different questions that people submitted. We demonstrate things. And again, it's engaging, like you're getting your questions answered. And I think that's fantastic. I mean, back in the day, my lessons, right? I'm sure you guys might experience this too, but you take a lesson, you go to your private lessons, let's say Tuesday or Wednesday, and then you get home, you kind of have a little idea of what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe it's written in a notebook, or maybe you recorded the lesson or something like that, but you get home and you try and practice a little bit just to solidify what you learned in there. But then, you know, Thursday rolls around, Friday rolls around, the weekend rolls around, then it's Monday and it's like, wait a second, I don't remember anything I was supposed to do, let alone like what I learned or how to practice this stuff, right? So I think the great thing about online learning especially is that you can always revisit the lesson, you can always revisit the practice exercises, you can always ask members questions, and now you're gonna have a live monthly training call to solidify everything that you're working on. Like, no matter what, you can always ask us questions every single day, obviously through support tickets or in the group, or you can hop on the live monthly training call and get live access to us doing demonstrations of all the questions and things like that. So I think that's the other amazing thing in the lab. And then we're also doing an artist highlight area, which is going to be really, really cool. And we take an artist every month. The first one we're releasing this month is on Kenny Barron, one of his solos. And so we're going to take the video of the jazz giant playing and take a concept. So this is going to be his solo and different parts of his solo, what he's doing. We're going to highlight what he's doing, right? We're going to kind of analyze exactly what he's doing so you can get different tastes and feels, textures and moods of all these different great artists. Everyone's different, right? My playing's different than a lot of different people. And, you know, Kenny Barron's different than Chick Corea, than Keith Jarrett, than Jacob Collier, you know? Collier, I don't know if I'm saying his name right. And Herbie, right? All these people have so many different concepts. That's why you should always learn from everyone, right? So we're going to take that. We're going to give you a voiceover analysis of the video. We're going to have demonstrations on that video as well, kind of mimicking what he's doing. You're going to get the transcription and you're going to get practice exercises to help you implement those core concepts that he's using. So it's not just about playing the transcription and learning the licks, right? Which is where most people stop. Most teachers or educators or education that you'll get, you'll be like, here are the transcriptions, here are the licks, practice and play these, and then we'll implement them into your solos. I like to take a little different approach, is that we're going to give you in the artist highlight area, we're definitely going to do that for you. But I want to teach you why he's doing what he's doing. Now, this takes a lot of kind of assumption, I guess, on my part, talking about Kenny. But for most people, we can see exactly what they're doing, like based on the harmonies, based on their lines. It's actually pretty easy to analyze. So we're actually going to give you the practice materials so that you can use the core approaches, tools, and concepts that artist is using in their solo. You can use them and not copy them. But so you can use them as your own, right? You can use them to self-express yourself however you want over any tune and use those concepts. So I want to kind of remove the like a traditional jazz education method, I call it, of just copying transcriptions, copying licks, and get into what you have to unlock is your potential, your voice, right? That's what I want to try and create with people. So I think the artist highlight area in the lab is going to be fantastic. So again, we built the lab as a place for people to engage. There's going to be a lot of engaging, different kind of interactive ways to learn, right? And we're going to continue to do that based on, you know, different technology things that are going to come out, stuff like that. So that's a really fun area. So just to recap, so we have the main curriculum. This is our big, you know, flagship product, robust. That thing is just huge. If you're committed, disciplined, you want to, you know, make an investment into your life, right? Because when you purchase the main curriculum, you're going to get lifetime education with it, just so people out there don't, if they know or don't know. Once you purchase the main course curriculum, you are kind of binded to us, we are binded to you to give you lifetime education. So you have you're buying the course, right? You buy it forever, but at the same time, you can ask us questions whenever you want, however you want for the rest of your life. I mean, just, I don't know, think about that for a second. When I decided to do this, I was like, is this crazy? I was like, wait, this is kind of crazy. But I was like, I want to help as much as possible, right? So this sounded like a fantastic way for people to, you're going to get lifetime jazz piano education, you know, with making one payment. I know I sound kind of like I'm pitching right now, but I think the concept is so amazing. Just in a way, because a lot of the times when you sign up, you subscribe for things, and then if you cancel your membership, and this is the way that the main curriculum used to be, but I've changed it, and I'm changing it. We're about to change the way that people sign up for the main curriculum. Again, it used to be a subscription. You would subscribe, and if you didn't pay anymore, right, if you weren't a member, then you wouldn't get any you wouldn't get any help, right? Support. Your membership would be canceled. You didn't get any videos anymore. Now, I felt like I was doing a disservice to people because people would start and they'd kind of fall off the wagon. Now, my experience with things personally and in viewing, right, through testing and experimenting, is that when people make a purchase rather than subscribing, they're more committed to it. And for a number of reasons. Now, if you purchase, you're going to make an investment into it, and you want to, you know, it's just like you're going all in. You have to go all in when you make that purchase. Now, as opposed to like a membership, you can cancel at any time. You know, you don't always have to use it. You can put it on freeze in a lot of places, right? It's so wishy-washy that you don't feel any sort of real kind of pressure, I guess. Not pressure, but like you don't feel the urgency, right, to actually go through with it. Now, the other great thing that I added to, obviously, is that with the lifetime main curriculum, you get lifetime education. Like when you purchase the course, instead of just subscribing and canceling, when you make that commitment, when you make that investment, you're making one investment for the rest of your life, which, you know, is, I don't know, if I had something I could do that with right now, I'd do it. Like I would buy the main curriculum myself, so that I could go to someone. I'm trying to think of something else I like. I like golf, I like hockey, I like business. If I could buy one thing and then be able to ask skilled, trained professionals for the rest of my life questions on how to get better at what I'm interested in, like golf, I shoot like low 80s, I'd love to shoot like low 70s. If I could go to an instructor whenever I wanted to get golf tips, golf information, be like, hey, here's my swing, can you tell me what I should do? Like what should I do better, what should I not? I mean, if I could do that for the rest of my life, you know, make one small payment and get that education for the rest of my life, like that's invaluable. Like that's just priceless. I would take that. I don't know. It's just nuts to me. Sorry. It just gets me going. But anyway, that's what we've done. And that's what we've offered now. That's what we're going about to change here in a couple weeks, just so to let everyone know, is that we are going to be changing the structure of the main curriculum. So there will be no more subscription. It's just going to be a one-time investment, but you're going to get much more. I think it's going to work much better for people as far as making that commitment. So we have the honking main course curriculum, the robust course. We have the lab, which is small needs, engaging, interactive, fun, quick ideas, you know, for different things. Obviously, you can go in the artist highlight area, get quick ideas from different artists we're going to do publish every month. You have the upgrade formulas, which go really, really well, complement the main course curriculum very, very well, because you can get some of the tools there, continue to move through the main course curriculum. And then finally, we have our specialty courses. Now, we have one specialty course right now. It's the Soul Piano System. We're going to be releasing how to accompany singers later in the year, late March, how to accompany singers. I haven't seen any courses out there on that, so I think this is going to be really, really, really beneficial to people. And I'm really excited about this one because I've gotten into so much detail about exactly like the comping structure and style and rhythmic. Most of it has to do with rhythms, actually, more so than notes when accompanying a singer. Now, ballads, slow tunes, that's not as hard, obviously, because things are moving slow. But when you start to get into the medium to fast tempos, like that's where people start to struggle. People always want to walk bass, which is cool, but you want to be able to do different things. Like if it's just you and a singer, you don't always want to have to walk bass. I remember one time someone asked me to do sub for him, and he was like, do you know how to walk bass in my left hand? I was like, yeah. I was like, I usually do a lot of different things. He's like, oh, you might want to just walk bass because that's the best way. Totally disagree. I mean, walking bass is great, but there's so many other ways to keep the tempo, rhythmic comping, different things, movements, and it's all in the How to Accompany Singers course. So that's a nice little teaser for you guys. Obviously, we go over ballads, rubato, voicings, runs, fills, different styles. There's pop in there. There's jazz. There's gospel movements, rock, you know, all that kind of, if you're more of a singer-songwriter, you want to play for yourself, there's that stuff in there too. But the majority of the content and the information is dealing with kind of a jazz focused area. So that's fun. So we have the specialty courses, Solo Piano System, How to Accompany Singers. Obviously, we'll release a couple more specialty courses as the years go on. So I think I've come to I don't know what the term is here, but I've come to a place in jazz piano school where we have these three main levels that are going to, it serves your needs in the a complete circle, right? In a round and total and complete way. We have the main course curriculum, which is our big massive course, okay? We have the lab, which complements the main course curriculum very, very well with the small upgrade core piano tools, okay? And you can use them in so many different ways, right? You can just use the main curriculum, which is going to be a one-time investment. You can subscribe to the lab if you want, right, for all the interactive and engaging things that you'll get out of that, you know, for your quick needs. And if you want to just focus on a certain specialty, right, that will continue to release courses for that, smaller courses, you can do that as well, right? That's going to be with the specialty courses. Now, the thing with this is a lot of the stuff as far as like people always want to learn how to play. This is what I've seen too. People want to like learn how to play tunes. Like I want to learn how to play Misty. I want to learn how to play Night and Day. I want to learn like, you know, so it's, I don't know. It's just really funny to me because when I hear that, it's like, what's a good analogy? This is going to be really, really stupid, but it's like someone saying, I want to learn how to drive on the highway, or like, I want to learn how to drive on back roads, or like, I want to learn, I don't know, this is such a terrible analogy. It's like, I want to learn how to golf at this one golf course in Massachusetts. I want to learn how to golf on Pebble Beach. Like, I want to learn how to play golf on, and like, when you hear it phrased that way, it's like, why would you want to learn? Why don't you just want to learn how to play golf? Like, don't you want to be able to golf, be good at golf on any golf course? Like, don't you want to be able to drive on any road? Like, you don't want to just be able to drive on the highway. You don't want to just be able to drive, you know, on small 30-mile-per-hour roads. Like, I want the skills to be able to drive wherever I want. You know, that's the stupidest analogy I know, but it kind of makes sense. Like, I want to be able to play golf on any course and be good, you know? And so that's the thing about these tunes, and you can buy these lessons. You know, the thing about this, you can buy these lessons that show you, kind of like walk you through ways to play Night and Day. Now, again, like I don't really know how I'm getting into this, but I guess in jazz piano school, like I was saying, we don't really have those lessons that you might see out in different online sites, right? So basically what you're learning in jazz piano school. Now, in jazz piano school, once I've taught you a tool, I teach you how to implement it into any and all tunes so that it doesn't matter. If you want to play Night and Day, then this is how you're going to implement the tool. So there's a big difference. I'm not showing you, I'm teaching you the tool and then showing you how to implement the tool into a tune like Night and Day, right? So we don't have those like smaller individual lessons, but within the three main products that I've now established, I think, and come to a resolve, I guess, about, we have the main course, the lab, and the specialty courses. And within those three categories, everything you need as far as core piano, jazz piano tools to achieve jazz piano freedom over any tune, over any style that you want, is within the combination of those. Now, the specialty courses obviously is going to be specialty focused. Like, that's not going to teach you jazz piano freedom if you're just taking the How to Accompany Singers course, right? And within the lab, the lab is fantastic. Now, again, it depends on your style, who you are. If you've been playing for a long time, if you've tried a lot of stuff, you're very, very informative, the lab may be great for you. That's all you need. You just need that monthly training call. You want the artist highlight area. You want the small upgrade formulas to keep tweaking your skills and upgrading certain components of your skills, right? But if you're more of like, I need like a plan, like I really need something solid I can follow. I don't know what to practice. You know, maybe you're playing gigs, maybe you're not, maybe you've played for 1 to 2 years. You feel like you just hopped around. Like you really just need a substantial, easy to follow plan that you can commit to on a day-to-day basis. Like if that's what you want, then the main course is going to be best for you, right? And actually included with the main course, you get some access to the lab as well. So that's probably a good way to go. But again, if you have like a family, you have lots of commitments, you have a, you know, a job, most people have jobs, right? You have a 9-to-5, you don't have much time to practice and you just want kind of like quick fixes you can work on maybe twice a week, something like that. You can hop on the call, you can do the artist highlight area, then maybe the lab's better for your lifestyle, right? But I think it's just great. I've come to a point where we've kind of settled on these three levels of education in jazz piano school, which I think are going to serve everybody that's interested in learning jazz piano. So I think that's a really, really wonderful thing. Hopefully that's clarified what's been going on. Because again, a lot of you may have gone to the site or not. I'm not really sure, but kind of, you know, seeing things like that and wondered like what I know it's been kind of hard. I've been toying with the marketing. It's just hard to kind of present all that information like on one page. It's like, how do you explain to everybody all of that I just took 40 minutes to talk about? It's really difficult. So I appreciate your guys' support and lenience and bearing with me with that. So the last thing I just want to talk about is JPS 2.0. And I'm really excited about this. The developers are working hard on this. But again, like I talked about, with the main course curriculum, in most things in life, it's not about the knowledge or the plan. Because, well, first of all, in jazz piano, you rarely ever get a plan. So starting out with a plan is better than most things that you would ever get. But besides the plan, you obviously need accountability, right? Accountability. So if you go to the gym and you get a fitness plan, it doesn't mean you're going to lose weight. It doesn't mean you're going to gain muscle. It doesn't mean you're going to get in shape, right? Just because you have that plan doesn't mean you're going to do it. There's a huge difference between doing the plan and having the plan. But again, like I said, at least in jazz piano, you rarely ever get some sort of systematic step-by-step follow-through to learn sequentially. So at least you're starting off with that. It's a great starting point to have. Now, what I wanted to do and have done in my vision for the new JPS 2.0 is include all the new technology and tools that you see around the internet and, again, put them into one spot to learn from. Now, a lot of people may have seen or excuse me, my voice is getting dry here, guys, have seen or used Band in the Box. I used to use that all the time. It's a fantastic tool, but I think it's a little outdated at this point. But they had some amazing things in there. Like you could build your solo like based off of certain styles. Like I don't even know what happened to that thing, but it's just like, I don't know. That thing was amazing. Like I didn't even use it to its full potential, but I was using it when I was like 9 or 10. Like I didn't really understand it, but I was like, oh, cool. You can like develop a Miles solo or like a Charlie Parker solo in one click of the button. So you know, that thing was amazing, but I think it just fell off the loops. Now, we got apps like iReal Pro. There's so many apps coming out these days. But what my goal for JPS 2.0 was to add all those different types of technology and innovation. I love smart things. I love things that work well, right? Now, jazz piano school is not optimal right now, but I had to start somewhere, okay? And so I've been working hard to improve it over, you know, long periods of time. And this is going to be a customized website. So right now, we don't have complete control over the website. So that's why we're branding a whole new one so we can add all the bells and whistles in. And so, like I said, there's going to be lots of different technological tools. Interactive dashboard with quizzes that's going to tell you, you know, you can take quizzes for learning retention to ensure you're, you know, digesting and absorbing all the information, which is going to keep track of your quiz scores, things like that. It's going to keep track of your progress through all of the videos. We're going to have practice videos. I don't know. I keep relating things to fitness because I think I was in the fitness industry for a long time and I love sports and things like that, being active. But with P90X, P90X like revolutionized. Well, not really. I guess Richard Simmons did. But P90X was amazing. I mean, they really kind of took the industry by storm when they first came out. But really, Richard Simmons did. And all the first upcoming ways that you could work out and watch somebody, right? You could watch Richard do his workout and you could work out with him, right? And then all these other spinoffs started coming out after that. So what I wanted to do for jazz piano school was take all the information, because all these theory sequences that are contained in there are amazing. But again, the accountability, helping someone actually do the practicing is the hardest thing. Right now we have a lot of practice videos how to play the exercises that show you and give you tips on how to do the exercises, but don't help you sit down and do the exercises. Like, that's the hardest part. And tackling that, helping you actually accomplish that, is also the hardest part. So we're going to include practice videos, kind of like Richard Simmons, P90X, where you can watch us practicing and then practice with us. Now, at some point, you're going to want to practice alone without us, obviously, to instill the freedom, because you want to be, you know, relying on like watching the video to play with us. But these practice videos are going to be built where it's like a workout session. It's like a practice workout session. So you can sit down at your computer. You don't have to think about anything. You're going to see the practice exercises. You're going to get them explained to you. Then you follow along and you do the video. And now there's lots of people who have done this before. Obviously, when you buy like a trumpet book, or like, I think with classical piano exercises, they have these. I haven't seen much for jazz though, which is, I think, a little different. So there's going to be different tempos you can select to do the practice videos. And again, the great thing about this is there's going to be an interactive practice calendar where you can book practice sessions for yourself. Like, you can set up your own accountability system structure so that you can practice, you know, you can set up the meetings or practice sessions for yourself. So like your calendar, your iPhone will buzz. It's like, oh, time for a practice session. Cool. Okay. You go sit down at the piano. You pull up your practice session for the day. Boom. All your practice videos are there. You select the tempo that you did previously, or maybe if you want to bump up the tempo a little bit, you practice all your things. Half an hour. You can set your time limit, whether you want like half an hour, 10 minutes, an hour, you know, whatever you have time for. You go through the 10-minute video. Boom. Done. You got your practicing in for the day. Your calendar session on JPS will beep. It'll say, you know, practice session completed, right? It'll mark it in as a green. You'll get a badge, you know, then you're going to get badges too for you've practiced 10 consistent days. You practice 5 consistent days. You've practiced for 200 hours. You practice for 400 hours. You're going to get all these badges, reward system, you know. So again, the accountability issue is what I want to tackle the most in jazz piano school. And like I said, it's very, very hard to do that. And so all of this is going to be, I think, amazing. There's going to be more Facebook sharing. You can share your badges with people, with your family, with your friends on Facebook, things like that. And at the same time, you're going to be learning jazz piano, like in a systemized and structured manner. So it's going to be incredible. I really can't wait for it. Now, with this, because we're going to have full customized control over the new website. Sorry, guys. Excuse me. With that, we can do anything. Like, we can build anything. Like, my mind, my imagination for what I want to happen is like sky's the limit, because we have a custom website, which is the greatest thing. Now, getting to that point, the first off takes a while, but once we have the website, once we have the system, the structure, just like learning jazz piano, right? Once you have that system structure, you can fly. Okay, it's amazing. Like, the analogy of the website is perfect for learning jazz piano. So once you learn that systemized structure to begin with, then you can fly, you can go anywhere. So we have plans to do note listening through your computer, through your apps. You know, you get those apps where it can listen to the notes, right? So based on the notes you're playing, the software will tell you if it's correct or wrong, you know, based on the chords you're playing and things like that. Like, oh, you missed a note here, you missed a note here. So again, practicing certain types of approach notes, bebop lines, pentatonics, hexatonic scales, things like that, patterns, implementing them. We're going to have, obviously, all the tracks, the backup tracks will be included in the playing. Okay, so it's just going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a whole immersion, jazz piano immersion experience of education, right? Into kind of just like technology, learning, education of jazz. And that's exactly what I wanted to create, was just this world of high quality technology, smart education to learn jazz. Because up until this point, again, my beliefs and my personal experience, the whole reason jazz piano got started was because of my own story. Because when I was learning jazz piano, it was a smorgasbord. It was a swamp. And to my best knowledge, like, obviously it's improved so much over the past 20 years. But again, when I first started learning, it was just like a mess. And again, it's, in a way, it still is, you know. So my goal was to take jazz piano school, make it just the fully organized, structured immersion into jazz piano school, combine that with innovative technology, smart ways to approach learning to help you get the results you want in the quickest, shortest amount of time possible, which is achieving jazz piano freedom, which equates to your happiness, right? Ultimately, we just feel good. We feel happy when we sit down at the piano. That's what we want. We're able to self-express ourselves, right? So, yeah, man, I'm just thinking about everything. It's just, it's a lot, you know, but I love it. It's fun. And that is where we are moving towards. So I think that's it. I will get back to the jazz piano lessons. We have some staff now, which I think will be giving some jazz piano podcasts as well. We're getting him set up. Amazing, amazing pianist living in New York, attending Manhattan School of Music right now, Bijan Taghavi. And fantastic. He's playing all over, doing a fantastic job. And he is with us right now, and he's going to be helping out with a lot of content because, as I'm sure you guys can imagine, I am one person and I cannot do it all. So even doing these podcasts is hard for me to fit these in, but I definitely want to keep the podcasts up because I know they've been so valuable to a lot of people, and I think people love them. And it's great. I mean, I want to give back as much free content as well as the membership content, you know, to everyone. Because I think it's very, very important for the jazz piano education world to always give that free education away. So we are definitely going to continue the podcast. Bijan will be doing some of the podcasts as well, giving away. It's great to hear from different people too, because I'm sure people, you know, there's over 100 podcasts now. People are like, all right, Brendan, I get you, man. They're like, let's get some new blood in here, you know, let's get some new education in here, right? Bijan has a completely different learning experience, learning story than I do. He's got a lot to offer, and he's going to give you his education, his knowledge, you know, on a lot of the things that he does and plays, which is amazing. You know, that's jazz is an art. You know, it's about personal approaches to the piano. That's why I'm checking out Jacob right now. Jacob Collier is just fantastic. I mean, a lot of his arranging techniques and harmonies and things that he's using, I just love it. I can't get enough right now. So I just have him on repeat, you know, which is awesome. So I think that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to me talk for about an hour. If you guys have stayed on for this long, you guys are committed. You're awesome. And I got to go deal with the insurance company now because of my neighbor, you know, or the flooding. But hopefully that helped clarify things in jazz piano school, my vision, where we're headed in 2018. A lot of fantastic things to come in this year. So if you guys want more information, always feel free to go to the website, jazzpianoschool.com. And all the information you need is there. You can get all of our free podcasts on the website. You can get our blog on the website. You can get the lick of the day on the website. Tons of free information there, transcriptions, and just everything. If you guys are interested now in signing up for either of the three options, services that we have to offer, whether it be the main course curriculum, the lab, or the one of our specialty courses, you can go to the website to do that as well. All right. Feel free to email us at any time at support@jazzpianoschool.com. We will help answer all your questions. And again, my name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. And as always, happy practicing.